Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hello, I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Macbeth in Monaghan. Today we're going to deal with the third cycle of the play. As we discussed, we can break it down into five cycles. The cycle of the prophecy, of the murder, of the betrayal, of the genocide, and of the revenge. And today we're going to look at the betrayal. Performing today will be students from Patrician High School and the St. Louis Secondary School. As we enter this cycle of the play, the Macbeths have succeeded in their plan to kill the king and take the crown. Macbeth is now king. The prophecy of the witches has been fulfilled. But that's not the end of it, because something is beginning to worry Macbeth. The prophecy, we must remember, promised more than the crown to Macbeth. It made a promise as well to Banquo. Banquo was told that he would be father to a line of kings. In other words, Macbeth gets the crown now, but Banquo inherits the future. A future that has nothing in it for Macbeth. Banquo gets a whole destiny where his offspring become kings. Macbeth isn't happy about this. Why should he have gone through all that to give the future to Banquo? So, Macbeth, in his mind, makes a simple decision. Banquo must go, and his son Fleance must go with him. They've got to be killed. This is the first moment in which Macbeth steps away from the prophecy and thinks he can become the master of his own destiny, a destiny that the fates, the witches, the weird sisters, have already outlined for him. So, he will betray his closest friend and in consequence will unleash on himself, or within himself, the freedom to kill whoever he wants to with complete impunity. He's going to step from king to tyrant in one easy move. Kill Banquo. Banquo himself, at this point in the play, is also feeling a little uneasy about the prophecy.
Thou hast it now, King, Cawdor, Glamis, all, as the weird women promised, and I fear thy place most foully for it. Yet it was said it should not stand in thy posterity, but that myself should be the root and father of many kings. If there come truth from them, as upon thee, Macbeth, their speeches shine, why by the verities on thee made good, may there not be my oracles as well, and set me up in hope, but hush, no more.
In other words, Banquo is himself becoming fascinated by the truth of the prophecy. He was the one at the beginning who said, this could be the devil, this could be something that we shouldn't get into. Now he's saying quite clearly, their speeches shine, that what they prophesy is good, it happens. Of course, he has no idea that it was Macbeth that murdered Duncan. He simply says, what they said was true. And as I said in the last program, everything that the witches say is true.
Ride you this afternoon.
Aye, my good lord.
Tonight we hold a solemn supper, sir, and I request your presence.
Let your highness command upon me, to thee which my duties are within most indissoluble tie forever knit.
Is it far you ride?
As far, my lord, as will fill up the time, twixt this and supper.
Fail not our feast.
Fail not our feast. Now, Macbeth may come to wish that he hadn't demanded that particular service, because Banquo will be there, but not as either he or Macbeth might have wished him to be.
My lord, I will not.
Hie you to horse, adieu, till you return at night. Goes Fleance with you.
Aye, my good lord, our time does call upon us.
It's interesting. Goes Fleance with you. He's almost lulling Banquo into a false sense of security. Are you going off for the afternoon? Ah, yeah. Oh, that's okay. Come back tonight. We're going to have a bit of a dinner. Will you come and join us? Yeah, be fine. Yeah. Lovely. Now, don't forget, be there, won't you? By the way, is your son going with you? And it's that casual, gentle question to make sure that the two victims are going to be in the same place at the same time. Macbeth is learning to be very clever about the way he goes about his business.
I wish your horse is swift and sure of foot, and so I do commend you to their backs. Farewell.
And Banquo has gone off for his last ride, and Macbeth is now going to ensure that Banquo never comes back. So, thank you to Raymond Martin and to Patrick Moynihan from Patrician for reading those parts.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m. rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.